This is Liz Booker with a literary aviatrix waypoint along our journey through stories featuring women in aviation. This one is from season 1, episode 33, in my interview with Cherie L. Smith about her novel Fly Girl.
Fly Girl is the story of a light-skinned Black girl named Ida Mae Jones, who lives in Louisiana. And she is a farm girl who learned to fly on her father's crop duster. And when World War II happens, she wants to do something. She wants to contribute. She hears about a program called the Women's Air Force Service Pilots, which were a real group of civilian women trained to fly military planes here in the States to free up the men to fight overseas. That was the free a man to fight was sort of the slogan. And they flew everything from weather missions, target towing, so that the men could practice shooting at a plane, which seems like the worst job in the world for the women, and testing repaired planes and flying new planes from factories to the coast to be shipped overseas. But when she goes in for the interview, she realizes that it's a Jim Crow army and they are not accepting African-American women. The program was controversial enough with civilian women flying man planes that they figured they wouldn't be able to get the program off the ground, no pun intended, if they also tried to integrate. And so Ida Mae, a legacy from her father's side of the family, she is very light-skinned, so she passes for white in order to join the WASP and serve her country.
So a lot of our audience are very familiar with the Women Air Force Service Pilots and their story. And just to be very clear that this is absolutely a work of fiction imagined by you. I'm curious to know about the inception of this idea for you, both to write about the WASP and to create a character who is Black, who passes for white.
So years and years ago, this must have been 2004, 2005. Maybe earlier, I can't remember now, because I'm a woman of a certain age. I don't have to remember anymore.
so am I.
Right? That's what phones and the internet are for. I was working at a comic book company, actually here in Los Angeles, where I live, and I was doing the great Los Angeles pastime of sitting in traffic on the way home and listening to my local NPR radio station, KPCC. And they had a documentary come on called Radio Diaries. It's a radio documentary company. They do amazing things and you should check them out, radiodiaries.org. But they had a documentary about the WASP. And I was listening to it. And at one point, a woman says, "We were heiresses and farm girls thrown together." And that really stuck in my head. And their whole story, I had had like a very vague inkling about the WASP before that point. But that documentary just made it bloom. And the next day I went into work and one of my good friends worked with me at the place. And she said, "Hey, did you hear that radio documentary about the WASP last night?" I said, "Yeah." And she goes, "You know, I think that's your next book." And I said, "You know, I think it is too."
Wow.
And so then I drove home trying to figure out, anybody can tell the story of the Women's Air Force Service Pilots. It's history. It's there for the telling. What makes it a story I can tell? And in thinking that, I thought, well, these were women in a man's army facing all sorts of sexism and prejudice. Like, who else was facing that sort of challenge at the time? And then I was like, of course, African-American people. So that's what gave me the idea for Ida Mae, to see how would you navigate that if you had this secret other difference that you would be ostracized for. So that's where she came from.
That's amazing. And it's great to hear that story. And while I emphasize that it is fiction, I found it to be based on the what I do know of the WASP to be very well-researched, and that you definitely created those characters that you mentioned, the farm girls and the heiresses all together. You kind of pulled those things all together.